Oh, that's right. These are some interviews we did yesterday while we were out at the links. So first up is the one and only Mike Nichols. He is the business manager for the Symetra Tour. I hope you enjoy what he has to say. It's a lot of great information. So you stay tuned right here, live from the links of Stony Point. The Symetra Tour. Yes, that's right. It's going on. Here is Mike Nichols and my conversation.
Year been going for the Symetra Tour?
Very well. This is the seventh event of 22 on our schedule, so we'll again for the third year in a row play for over $3 million and at the end of the season send our top 10 players onto the LPGA Tour. So we've only had one round that was rained out, but we've played the rest of the events and just excited to be here in Greenwood for basically the premier event on our schedule.
That's right. 30,000 should make any young gal really happy here to win that on the tour.
Absolutely. It's the last three winners here in Greenwood have gone on to earn their LPGA Tour card. And in large part, it's due to the fact that the purse here being, about 50% bigger than our average purse, it has a huge impact on who ultimately makes it to the LPGA. So we're grateful for what the Medfords have done in bringing this event to Greenwood here in the links at Stony Point.
Now, just out of curiosity, Mike, how do the girls, what is the Symetra Tour in its relationship to the LPGA?
So the way it works is that every player who plays on the LPGA Tour or Symetra Tour, they have a ranking for all the way from the top player on the LPGA Tour all the way to the lowest ranked player on the Symetra Tour. So there's sort of a continuum of those players. And then so if the LPGA event isn't necessarily full, some of the players from our tour who, based on where they're ranked, will go up and play on the LPGA Tour. So there's sort of just one ranking that flows between the two tours. But, this tour is fully integrated into the LPGA, and our players, the 10 players that we graduated last year onto the LPGA Tour, are already finding some nice success this year. So we're excited about that.
Now, I was looking over how much the gals had made. It went anywhere from $200 and some odd on up to, 30,000-ish, I think. Yeah. That's quite a range.
Yeah, it is. It is. Unfortunately, we're not to the point where anybody's going to get rich playing the Symetra Tour, but our last year's winner here in Greenwood, Madeline Sangstrom, she actually set the all-time earnings mark of over $150,000, and the previous earnings mark was under $100,000. So she shattered that by more than 50%, and two other players surpassed $100,000 in earnings. So no one's going to get rich out here. What they're really doing is chasing the dream of playing on the LPGA Tour. We'd like to get to the point where the players who maybe aren't finishing and winning over $100,000 are making more of a sustainable living. But, thanks to the help of folks like the Medfords here, they really raised the bar when they came on to tour 4 years ago and have been setting the standard ever since.
So futuristically, what do you see the future of the Symetra Tour?
Well, I think we're right now with a 22-event schedule. That's probably about where we want to be. What I'd love to see is sort of a 20 to 22-event schedule where all the purses are up here where we are in Greenwood at a purse of $200,000 and above. So that's where I'd like to see it, because I think that's where the ladies will find more sort of sustainability. Because at the end of the day, like I said, we're not trying to make anybody rich out here, but it would be nice for players who are trying to get to the next level to have the ability to have a sustainable living where they don't feel like money. I don't want money to be the thing that keeps them from pursuing their dreams. Unfortunately, for some of them, that's where it ends, is they get to the point where maybe even at the beginning of the season, they don't start so well. Our number one player last year, Madeline Sangstrom, had taken out a $5,000 loan from her grandmother to start the season, and as soon as that money ran out, she was going to be off the tour. And fortunately, she found some success early, so she was able to pay back her grandmother and sort of self-fund herself. But if it wasn't for her starting well, she might have gone through the $5,000 before she set the all-time earnings mark. So golf is such a fickle sport, and the best player can, find a rough patch, but ultimately we could get to the point where the sort of the top 50 players on this tour have sort of a sustainable living, so if they don't make it 1 year, they keep coming back.
Now, how long do the gals average spend on the Symetra Tour?
So this will be sort of anecdotal, but I would say the majority of the players will play for about 3 years. And I think what this tour affords is we've got players who are top amateur players, have played collegiately, all Americans around the country, who've all obviously grown up wanting to chase the dream of playing on the LPGA Tour. And when they graduate from college, their game isn't necessarily there. So within that three-year period, whether it's sort of running out of the funding of friends and family and people at their home club to sort of keep them out there, but also the realization that maybe their game is not going to get to that level. But the majority of our players out here, I would say, are, you know, somewhere between 2 and 4 years out of graduating from college.
Not only that, we've seen an increase in the foreign market of lots of gals coming from the foreign lands here.
That is true. I think this year within our membership, now not all of these countries will be represented, but we have the most international membership that we've ever had. We have over 40 countries represented in the membership. Like I said, this week, if you come out to the golf course and look at the flags, there'll be a flag representing every country that's in the tournament, and I think there's about 25 countries represented. But the majority of our players are at least products of U.S. collegiate systems. So even though they might, have an international flag here, more and more of the U.S. colleges are starting to recruit internationally. So a lot of our players that might be from other countries are going to be from, probably played college golf. And right now our top 10 players on this tour, there are 10 different nationalities represented within that top 10. So it's really quite fascinating to show how golf has become such a global game.
It has. And, you know, I think one of the other things that's really fascinating is why women's golf doesn't make more money. The PGA is still the crown jewel, and women still haven't crashed through there yet, have we?
No, we're working on that. We're making some progress here on the Symetra Tour. In the last 5 years, we've playing 50% more tournaments for twice as much prize money. So we're headed in the right direction. But on the LPGA Tour, the men have the benefit of a national television contract with the network broadcast, where we're primarily on the Golf Channel, and that's where a lot of the sponsor money goes, is to those network broadcasts. So the goal of the commissioner is to put more events on network television, which will bring with it the sponsor money. But the LPGA has seen tremendous growth during the same sort of last 5 years in terms of purses up by 50% and the tournaments up by 50% as well. So we're seeing nice growth, and hopefully we can start growing purses, maybe not realistically to the point where the men are, but we'd like to start closing the gap.
Absolutely. We'd like to see that too. So where's the next tour?
So the next stop, this is the time of year where we can start making the trip north. So the weather is allowing us, so we'll be in Albany, New York, and then we'll be over in South Bend, Indiana, and Decatur, Illinois. So this is the time of year that we will sort of play through the South. We started on the West Coast, we played through the South, and now that May is upon us, we're able to start playing up north because the courses are ready and the weather is not too bad yet. So we're playing throughout the Midwest, and then as predictably, once sort of September, October comes, we'll play the remainder of the season, come back down into Arkansas, Alabama, and then our final two events are in Florida, finishing in Daytona Beach, where the LPGA is headquartered, and that's where we award the top 10 cards.
Wow. That's got to be really exciting. Now, average, how many times do the gals that are in the Symetra Tour play? Do they play every week, or are they in and out? What do they have to do?
So it's up to them. They can play as much or as little as they want. So what was amazing about Madeline Sagstrom last year, when she set the all-time earnings mark, she did it by playing in only 15 of the 23 events. So she'd earned enough money in the events that she played. She just had so many top finishes that she could afford to take some weeks off. She would go back and play the late European Tour, where she was a member as well. So they can play as much or as little as they want. I would say the majority of the players on a 22-event schedule like this will probably play 18 or 19 times, but you'll definitely have players who will play the entire every single week. A couple years ago, before I started, we played the week of the U.S. Women's Open, which a number of our players historically, about a dozen of our players have qualified to play in the Women's Open. We now strategically take that week off so that those players don't have to make a decision to play on the Symetra Tour that week and possibly lose their spot in line versus playing in the premier event in women's golf. So we've made a conscious choice to take that week off so that the ladies don't have to make that tough decision.
You know, Mike, one of the things I got to tell you, this is always such a great group of girls. They're courteous. They care about what they're doing. They appreciate what's being done for them. They really are model ambassadors, if you will, for golf and for being people of the Symetra Tour.
Absolutely. There's no question about it that it makes my job easier when we try to bring new events onto the schedule. What we basically say is if we can just get people exposed to it, you know, we'll get them excited about it. And that's what happened here in Greenwood. We had an event, had some of the folks from Greenwood here come up and visit us in Asheville when we had a tournament nearby, and then had a couple of our players come in and help sort of sell the community on the event. So our players are our best asset, and as I tell them, I said, nobody's buying the Symetra Tour because Mike Nichols is in charge. They're doing it because of you ladies and what you represent and how you treat our sponsors and customers and then the fans and the young girls who come out. So that's really what I think makes our tour special, is the accessibility of the players. So if, you know, anybody's thinking about coming out this weekend and may have a young boy or girl who's interested in getting introduced to the game, they're tremendous role models. The ladies will stay after as long as they need to sign autographs, and they're always very approachable. And I think the stories that are always most sort of heartening to me are the stories where you come back and somebody's now, one of these young girls is playing golf because she was introduced to it 4 years ago and never touched a club before and is now actively involved and playing with her mom and dad on weekends. So that's what's really cool about this tour, I think.
It is. And, you know, and to see the young kids out there, I can remember a couple of years ago, a little girl getting everything she was wearing, her T-shirt, her hat. She was down there where the girls were coming in and everybody was signing it and they were taking the time. And I think that's the big thing. They take the time, and to inspire and be able to say someday, well, I knew her when she was here in Greenwood on the Symetra Tour.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. And you can imagine how it's sort of tough from a mindset. You know, these are just college players, you know, just a couple years ago, and now you're a professional golfer, and some of these young kids look at you as role models. So it's important that they, you know, have that sort of outreach. And I know that they love it when they see, obviously, young boys, but also young, particularly young girls, given the fact that they can probably see themselves in that young girl and realize what it was like when they met their first professional golfer. So they're tremendous ambassadors. And like I said, if anybody is interested in getting their kids involved in the game, there's no better way to come out and watch and be up and close personal with these athletes because they are so personable.
It's kind of like the story of, what's his name, Alex? He is on the golf team for Greenwood High.
Oh, yeah, yes.
So Alex,
yep.
And I interviewed him, his parents ended up having a couple of girls stay with him, and he was into everything else except golf. And now he's into everything except only golf. Yeah, so it had a huge impact on him. And the girls that have stayed with them, that's the other thing that happens, the bonding that happens between the families that host them when they're here. And coming back and seeing them year after year and keeping up with them. Gosh, the Bowmans actually went to a wedding for one of the gals from Mexico.
Yep, there's a lot of stories like that where we play the tour, because like you said, they become almost an extension of their family. And I've heard stories about where players who may have played the LPGA Tour and Symetra Tour, because some players will stay in host housing on the LPGA Tour, and one of the players mentioned that half of the people at her wedding were host housing from throughout the country, because you know, you go back to a certain place for 10 years, let's just say in the instance of the LPGA Tour, and you might have first stayed in that home when the young girl was 10, and now 10 years later you're seeing her graduate from high school and college and all of that kind of stuff. So there's lots of great stories like that where the host housing has become lifelong friends of the players, both on the Symetra Tour and the LPGA Tour.
So it's a great time to come out here. The tournament starts tomorrow.
Correct.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Do you know how many girls are playing this time?
So there's 144 players in the field, so that's the maximum sort of field that we play all year. And
a popular tour.
It is. This is a popular spot, obviously, with the biggest purse on tour, as well as the way that the players are treated here in Greenwood, the host housing here around the links at Stony Point. It's just a great week all around. The boats that line up on the 13th hole there, don't play. So it's quite a unique experience here in Greenwood. We're just love being back.
That's right. And then it gets cut on Friday evening. It gets cut to
the top 60 and tie. So basically, everybody who makes the cut after Friday will be awarded some portion of the purse. So that's the top 60 and ties.
Okay. So, and then Saturday and Sunday, it really gets intense.
Absolutely. A lot of money on the line, and it'll be a life changer, as it has been for the three ladies who won here before. It will literally change the trajectory of one of these players' lives, because in all likelihood, they'll have qualified for the LPGA Tour simply by winning this event. So if the number one money winner on tour wins this week, she will essentially have qualified for the LPGA Tour already.
So question. If that was true, then would she go into the LPGA or would she stay on the Symetra Tour?
She would stay on the Symetra Tour if she were to win three times. So the player is actually number one on the money list right now, has not won. She's actually been that she's finished second so many times that she's number one on the money list. But if you win three times in a season on the Symetra Tour, you get graduated automatically onto the it's like an automatic promotion onto the LPGA Tour. But you have to win three times. We had a player a couple years ago who had won three times and got automatically promoted onto the LPGA Tour. So that's exciting when it happens. But right now we've had a different winner every week, so that's not going to happen here. But if the right couple players in the top of the money list win, they'll have already punched their spot under the LPGA here the second week in May.
Wow, that's terrific. Well, I know, Mike Nichols, you're going to have to leave. I'm sure you don't want to leave from...
Not on a day like today. Not on a day like today, for sure. I would say I had a conference call this morning, and no better place to have a conference call than sitting on the front porch here at the links of Stony Point and watching the world go by. It was a pretty nice, best conference call I can remember in a long time.
By the way, do you get to play golf?
Not so much. I have two young kids at home, but my daughter, I have an 11-year-old son and 9-year-old daughter. My 9-year-old daughter is very active with our local LPGA, USGA girls golf program. So when I do play at home, it's when we go out as a family. But most of my golf is played on the road, and I travel so much that I just like when I'm home on the weekend, it's soccer tournaments and things like that. So, but great. Like I said, I enjoy playing here. This is a great golf course here at Links at Stony Point. So the reclamation that the Medfords have done on this, not only the golf course and facility, it's a premier golf course, and we're just excited to be here.
One last thing. Just for the record, there are big standards that the courses have to meet to be that. So I remember the first year, there was a lot of work and a lot of money that was spent to bring the course to the standards of the Symetra Tour.
Absolutely. What we're trying to do, obviously, as we talked about, is prepare these young ladies for playing on the LPGA Tour. So while a community like Greenwood may not be big enough necessarily to host the LPGA Tour just because there aren't a lot of huge corporations here, but at the end of the day, we want the golf courses to be of LPGA Tour caliber. So, you know, even though we're playing in small communities and we might not have the national television contract, there's nothing to say that the golf that's played sort of inside the ropes can't be of LPGA Tour caliber. And that's really what we focused on, and that's what we found here in Greenwood.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you have safe travels, and I know we'll be talking to you next year, and thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you for being here as well. I've enjoyed our time, and it's always great to come back to Greenwood.
And what do you have to say about Sharp Facets?
Sharp Facets is not closing. That is fake news, people. And if you have not yet bought your Mother's Day presents, whether it's your mother or you're the mother of your children, get down to Sharp Facets now. They are not closing. They are simply moving across the street, 50% off. Take advantage of it. How late are you open this evening?
Well, we've closed for today. We'll be open tomorrow because we're out here.
Perfect. Well, get out there tomorrow and buy those Mother's Day gifts.
And just for the record, that is a non-paid-for endorsement.
That is correct. It would say that under, if it was a TV, it would say it right under my picture, not an unpaid endorsement. I've just been listening to the station so much. She's got me well-trained.
Thanks so much, Mike. Have a good, safe trip.
Thanks, Ann.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks, let's hear a word from our sponsors, or if we've got some news there, we'll listen to some news. Thanks so much, everybody. Thanks so much, Mike.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. Hey, nothing could be finer than to be out here at the Links of Stony Point, and I have the last Symetra Tour winner. She won last week. Is that right? A week before?
Last tournament.
Okay, and her name is Anna Metz, and she is from Copenhagen, Denmark. How about that? How are you doing today, Anna?
I'm good. My name's Nana.
Nana. Okay, well, I'm an Ann, so I thought I heard Anna.
That's okay.
Okay, Nana. Is it Metz? Was I right?
Metz, right, yeah.
Manson?
Metzen.
Okay, we got it now. Okay. Nana, so how did it feel to win? Is that your first win on the Symetra Tour?
Yeah, first win on Symetra Tour.
And where was it at?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Okay. So was there a good purse there?
The purse was $150,000, and I got
$22,000. $22,000, yeah. Not bad.
Okay.
That'll keep you going.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. So you played, I guess, in Europe, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And this is your first year on the tour?
Yeah, first year. I played Ladies European Tour for 2 years, and now Metro's for this year. Still play a bit on the Ladies European Tour.
Well, what made you decide to come, that you had to come to the United States to be on the Symmetra Tour?
So if you want to be one of the best in the world, you'll have to play on the LPGA. And so that's my goal, and that's why I'm playing Symmetra, to get the 3-cycle.
She wants to be one of the best in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what made you get started in golf?
So my family plays, and then, my mom, my dad, my brother.
Professionally, or
no, just for fun, and then it was just natural that I started playing too, and then then I played more and more. Yeah.
And you decided it would be a good career?
Yeah, in 2014 I decided I wanted to turn pro. Before that, I wasn't really sure I wanted to turn pro, because if I wanted to play professionally, I wanted to be one of the best ones.
Okay. And how did you do on the European Tour?
The last 2 years I finished 9 in my rookie year under Order of Merit, and last year I finished 6th on Order of Merit. So it's been okay.
Been okay?
Yeah.
How do you think you're doing on the Symmetra Tour this year?
Right now I'm 3rd, so right now...
That's pretty good, 3rd.
Right?
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll finish in the top 10 and get my card.
Yeah. That's pretty exciting, and this is your first year.
Yeah.
And you think you might get it the first year?
I hope so.
Wow. Big plans. I am talking to a leader out here. So, now, are there differences between the European Tour and the Symmetra Tour?
There are differences. I don't know. When you're on the course, it's just golf. It doesn't really matter where you play.
Right.
As long as it's good weather, and then it's just golf. But, there are some differences. It's in Europe, and this isn't the biggest difference. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, I just was curious. Are the girls as competitive over there as they are here, or is it more competitive in Europe?
Maybe more competitive in Europe. It's similar.
Similar. Okay. All right. Well, what do you like to do when you're not playing golf?
What do I like? I like to go to the gym. I like to see my friends. I like to go shopping.
No other particular hobbies, though, huh?
No, I don't do any other sports.
No sports. Okay. And are you qualified for the Summer Olympics?
No, I played the 2016 Olympics.
You played them?
In Rio.
In Rio?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was fun. Yeah, it was fun meeting all the other Danish athletes and see how the Olympics is. It was a good experience.
Yeah, would you do it again?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure?
It'll be nice to see how it works in Japan, because it's quite another country than
Brazil.
Yeah. So it'll be fun to see the difference.
Oh. So, how long were you in Brazil?
12 days.
12 days?
Yeah.
So you didn't have much chance to get to know the course very much, did you?
In Brazil?
Yeah.
Oh, we had, two practice rounds, so that was okay.
Yeah? Okay.
We watched the men play as well, so we saw it there as well.
Okay. And how did Denmark do in golf?
I think I had the best result, which was 13. So,
okay.
Yeah. We didn't win any medals.
You didn't win any medals, so that's okay.
Not.
You know, that has to be an experience of a lifetime, though, to do that.
Yeah. Do you mean Denmark at the Olympics, or do you mean Denmark in golf?
Denmark, well, at the Olympics, yeah.
We actually have a really good Olympics for Denmark. We had the record of medals for Denmark. I don't remember the number. maybe 9 or 11 medals.
Yeah. Well,
which is nothing compared to the American
U.S. Well, you're small, you are a smaller country.
Yeah, but it was good for us.
So it's good for you?
Yeah.
So do you get to go home or do you stay over here right now?
I go home. So last week I actually went home for only 4 days. But that was because I wasn't in this tournament until my win the week before. So I had already booked the flight, so I was just going home.
Just going home?
Yeah.
Yeah, and do your parents, do they come or not? Or?
Yeah, my parents actually come to watch a lot. Last year they came 11 weeks, so this year maybe the same.
Maybe the same, okay.
I haven't been here yet, but they're coming to New York.
To New York, that's great. Well, Nana, I tell you what, this has been a real pleasure to sit down with a real moneymaker, number one, and number two, someone to watch on the tour. So thanks so much for sitting down and talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And your English was fabulous.
Thank you.
I mean, it wasn't Southern, but we still understood
you. Okay.
Thanks so much, Anna. Hey, let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Hey, we're right here at the Links of Stony Point having a good time. We are getting to talk to some of the Symetra Tour gals here, and I got a gal all the way from Boise, Idaho, right here with us. Are they still looking for those Idaho potatoes?
We have officially found them. They'll probably be here for dinner tonight.
Okay, that's good. I have Madeline Shields here with us, and how are you doing, Madeline?
I'm doing great, thank you.
It's great to talk to you. Now, you said this is your fourth tour to Greenwood?
Yes, it is.
And how do you find the course? You should be an official spokesman on the course.
I think it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of dog legs, a lot of strategic play that you need to make out here. And there's a good mix of very difficult holes and then some very scoreable ones. So you kind of hang on to your hat for some of the more difficult winding par fours, and you can really go after some of the par fives, which I like.
Now, how about hole 13, though, where all the partying's going on? How do you like that one?
Oh, I think it's a blast. It's nice to have a hole that sticks out for the entire year, you know, in your memory bank. And that one's just unique, and it's one of the most fun things we see all year on the Symetra Tour.
Absolutely. It is talked about everywhere. It's kind of like, what is it, in Phoenix where they have the...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hole 16, yeah.
Yeah. So, and we have our own hole 13 here. You've got to come out here for Friday and Saturday and Sunday. They are going to be having a good time on hole 13. Saturday night, there's going to be fireworks, so that's going to be a lot of fun, and they have music playing. But do you ever find it's a distraction, or are you able to concentrate? I know everybody's supposed to be quiet when you go to hit and everything, but how does that work?
You know, it definitely elevates the nerves because we don't often have quite that many people watching in such a rambunctious crowd, even though they do quiet down for us. But that's something great, you know, that prepares us for the next level, and it's all about embracing that excitement and nerves and enjoying it.
Now, how did you get interested in golf?
My dad played his entire life, and when I was young, I have one older sister, and we were put into junior golf just because another thing to do during the summer, and I just took to it. I thought it was fun. My course had a great junior golf program, so there were other little girls for me to play with and older kids to look up to, so I thought the game was cool, and I just played a little bit more and more every year, and being in Idaho, I set my clubs down during the winter, which was good for me. You know, I was always refreshed in the summer.
What do you do for winter sports?
I ski.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm from Maine originally, and that's what we did in the winter.
Right,
yes.
Right.
That's all there was to do, so we had to embrace that. So did you play in college?
Yes, I played for the University of Nebraska.
Nebraska. You left Idaho.
I did. Time to spread my wings.
Yes, and what made you decide to make this a profession?
You know what? I love the game of golf. I love the challenge of it. I love that it takes me all over the country and hopefully the world. and I thought I had a good shot at, you know, finding my way. So,
how are you doing this year?
I haven't played a whole lot this year. I'm on the LPGA as well. So,
congratulations.
Thank you. We'll be playing the LPGA starting next week for a long stretch. So, looking forward to that.
How do you get to be able to play both? Do you have your LPGA card then?
Yes. I do. I have an LPGA card, but my status on the LPGA, as they call it, is lower than some of the top players. So I have to wait until top players don't want to play an event, and then I start to get in.
Okay.
So in the meantime, I fill my schedule with the Metro Tour events and bide my time to get onto the LPGA.
And let's see, you've been here 4 years. Have you stayed with families here in Greenwood?
Yes, I have. And one of the things that makes this tournament so great is that this community really rallies around the tournament. The families are very welcoming. I'm in a beautiful home on the lake.
Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No, it's just about as good as it gets.
So how do you feel the tournament's going to be this weekend? You start tomorrow morning.
Yes, I'm really excited. I think I'll play well. I'm ready to go. I know the golf course. A lot of positive thoughts.
How long have you been here for this time?
I just got in Monday night.
Monday night, okay. So you've had yesterday and today to kind of refresh yourself on the course.
Yes.
Well, listen, we sure wish you the very best,
Thank you.
We appreciate you sitting down and talking to us all the way from Boise, Idaho.
My pleasure.
It's been fun to talk to you, so good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being out here.
Absolutely. Hey, Andy, let's hear a quick word, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Rob Gilchrist, voice of the Emerald Vikings, and I want to tell you about Romac Trophies and Signs. Romac Trophies and Signs maintains specialized service and offers their customers personalized and customized attention. Are you looking for a special way to reward your employees or team? Try a trophy, acrylic award, plaque, or medal. Romac Trophies and Signs adds your company or organization's logo and engrave your award to make it more personal. Visit their huge showroom in the Hampton Place Shopping Center and let Romac Trophies and Signs help you select the perfect gift for retirement or employee recognition. Are you coaching a team and want to recognize your players? Romac Trophies and Signs custom builds trophies on site to fit your budget and your individual needs. Romac is a proud sponsor of WCRS and sponsors the Player of the Week for Emerald Viking Football. That's Romac Trophies and Signs at the Hampton Place Shopping Center in Greenwood. Call them today at 864-229-9277.
Oh, that's right. I just was told. It's kind of like Carly Simon, but it's Carly Silver. And she is a Symmetra's Tour player. I like that confidence, Carly.
Yeah. It's just a good way to remember it.
Yeah. That's good. You've done this before.
Yes,
that's great.
Yeah.
So, where are you from originally?
I am originally from Martinsville, Indiana.
Martinsville, Indiana, not
yes.
Martinsville, Virginia, huh?
Nope, not Martinsville, Virginia.
So, where do you live now, then?
I live in Tucson, Arizona, just for the winters, obviously, so I'm not there too often, but...
Well, how did you get into golf?
My dad got us into golf, me and my sister. We were both around 8 years old, and we lived on a golf course, and he basically taught us everything we know, so...
And he must be really proud of you now, then.
Yeah, he's actually on the bag this week. So him and my...
I like that. My dad is on the bag.
Yeah, he's daddy caddy this week. So.
Daddy caddy. Okay, I like this. Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be fun.
So does he come very often, or?
Not a ton. I mean, him and my mom both still work full-time, so they come as often as they can. But, so it'll be the first time he's out here this year, so I'm excited about that.
Now, how long have you been on the Symmetra Tour?
This will be my third full year.
Third full year.
Yeah.
And how do you find playing on the Symmetra Tour? Is this the year you're going to get your LPGA card, or what are you thinking?
I sure hope so. I'm ready to graduate and move on to the next level. So, I'm feeling good about this year and my game and where it's heading. So I feel like this could be the year.
So is this the third year that you have played here, or what year? Yes?
Yes, the third year, yeah. Yeah, so I love this golf course, this tournament, so much fun.
And you love the dollars.
Yes, fan money, doesn't hurt. So, yeah, it's a super fun tournament. I really look forward to this every year.
Absolutely. So what do you think about the course? Have you been out playing it? So what kind of shape is the course in this year?
It's in good shape. I think it's in good shape. It's playing, you know, it's rained a lot, so it's a little wetter than last year. So last year was pretty dry, so ball doesn't quite roll out as much on drives and that kind of thing. But I think it's in good shape, so I'm excited.
And so what? How did you play in college or?
Yes. Yeah, I actually went to University of Northern Colorado for college. So
you moved around a lot.
Yeah, Indiana to Colorado to Arizona. So made my way out west.
And what made you decide to try to get the professional career going?
I just had some success in college, and my coach played a big influence on that, too. He kind of was like, you know, you should think about going pro. And I hadn't really thought about it that much until after I had some success in college. And then I just thought after I was done that I could keep improving and get better. And I wanted to keep going. So I did.
And what kind of a degree? What did you get a degree in?
Communications.
Communications.
Yes.
Okay. So
yeah.
You'd like to also someday be standing there saying, and that's a bar four.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little easier on that side than the playing side, so I think I could do that.
Well, that sounds great. And where are you going to be playing in the next tournament? Where's the next one after this one?
Yeah, we actually have 2 weeks off after this tournament, and then we are going to Albany, New York. So I will be in that one. And then we go to the Midwest, Indiana, Michigan. So we have kind of a long stretch, six-week stretch then, so...
What do you consider the best part of your game?
I would probably say, you know, changes from time to time. I would say probably my driving. My drives, I'm usually pretty consistent with hitting fairways. So, yeah, I'd say that's the best part of my game right now.
Right now. And have you ever felt like, someday I'm just going to give it up. I just can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. Have you just gotten yourself in a zone where you felt that way?
I mean, yeah, there are definitely times where, and when you're struggling, it's easy to think, okay, I'm done. Like, I don't even put myself to this stress. Like, I just am going to get a job. Then you bounce back and you have a few good tournaments or a good week, and then you're like, oh, I'm good. I can do it. And you get that confidence back. So, you go through some bad times and some good times. But overall, it's awesome being out here, and I love it.
And I presume that the support you get from the Symetra Tour is pretty awesome, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Smudge Tour is great. Well-run tournaments, and, it's a good stepping stone to get onto the LPGA, and, yeah, so it's really good.
You all seem very comfortable, and you really are a good representation of the world of golf and to all young ladies out there.
Aw, well, good. Well, thank you. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, we travel a lot and, talk to a lot of different people. We stay with a lot of different host families, so you're meeting new people constantly. So you just got to adapt and adjust and go with the flow and, do what you have to do. So, it's good. It's good, though. It definitely opens you up and makes you be, more social, more outgoing, and that kind of thing, because you're always meeting new people and staying with, families you'd never even met before. So... that helps a lot.
Absolutely. So one last question for you. What would you say to the young girls that are out there and thinking about guys too, but this is a semester tour, so what do you have to say some of the girl power out there for young gals to get involved in the game of golf?
It's a great game to get involved in. I mean, you can play your whole life, and whether you play it at a competitive level or just for fun, it's so much... it's such a fun game to play, and you can play it forever. So many of my friends who graduated college are just now getting into golf. And I think if you can get in at an early age, it's a lot easier to learn, and it can take you far, and there's a lot of women's golf scholarships out there. So it's a great sport to play. And in the business world, you can always use your golf skills, show up those guys, and that's
close
awesome
the deal.
Yeah, exactly. They're not expecting you to be good, so you can show them up, take their money.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Carly, it has been terrific to talk to you. I wish you all the best this weekend, and I think it's glad that you have Daddy Caddy there to does he give you pointers, or does he let you play your game the way you want?
He gives me pointers, but I like that. I like his help. But most of the time, he lets me do what I want, but sometimes he kind of chimes in and
He's a dad. Yeah, he's a dad. So, you know, but it's great. He does a great job on the back, so I'm excited.
Well, that sounds great. I know you'll have a great weekend here at the links, and I know you want everybody to come out and see you play.
Yes, yes, everyone come out and watch, please. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for talking to us. Hey, we're going to hear a quick word. I want to come back for a wrap-up. So, Andy, how about a set of commercials, and we'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're out here. The wind is picking up here this afternoon, which is great. We're out here at the links of Stony Point and just trying to make sure that we're bringing it all live to you. And so I hope you've enjoyed the show today. We've talked to Mike Nichols with the Symetra Tour. We've talked to 1, 2, 3 gals, I think, wasn't it? 3 gals we've talked to this afternoon. The first one, the first gal was Nana, and she was she won last week or 2 weeks ago on the tour, and she's pretty high in the money dollar figures here, so she's probably going to get her Symetra tour, her LPGA tour ticket out of this. So, and she was with the Olympics 2016 representing Denmark for the golf. So pretty awesome people we've gotten to talk to here at the links. If you want to come out and just have a great time and have some great golf, watching these gals play on a superb course, I tell you what, out here at the links of Stony Point, they have to do an awesome job. They do an awesome job, but because of the requirements of the Symetra Tour, the course has to be in top-notch shape. So when you want to play a really great course, you got to come out here to the links of Stony Point. By the way, don't forget that Sunday is Mother's Day brunch. I believe it's 10:30 to 1. And tickets to the event are for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 4 days tickets would be $20, $5 per day. If you buy all 4-day tickets, it's only $15. What a bargain to come out and watch these gals play. Part of the fun in watching the gals play is they are just so professional. They are headed for the big tour, and someday you may be able to say, I knew them when. So that's why one of the reasons I love to come out here and do this is the opportunity to get to talk to them. And the thing about it is, they want to talk to you. So bring your kids, bring your grandkids out here. Let them get a real idea what golf is all about. So please, come on out. Have a good time. I'm Ann Eller right out here. Don't forget that Sunday after the tournament, they are having a concert out here. Woolstock will be going on. I understand they'll have some great bands, and they'll have probably some karaoke going on. So come on out, and that, of course, will benefit the Humane Society. So when you think about good things, think about the links out here at the links at Stony Point. Come on out to the Symetra Tour. This is the second largest purse on the tour. $30,000 is the top win, which is why this tour is filled with 144 girls that are here. Don't forget that Friday, Saturday, they will be having a lot of fun down on hole 13. Sunday, of course, it's a lot of fun out on hole 13. And also, Saturday night, there is going to be, what is there going to be? Fireworks and bands and all this stuff going on right out here at the links of Stony Point. Parking, no charge for that. Just come on out and park right out here at the links of Stony Point. Have a good time. God bless America. God bless our country for giving us this gorgeous weather right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. I am Ann Eller. Hope you enjoyed the show today. As always, thanks for listening. And remember, Sharp Facets is not closing. We are simply moving around the corner. Anybody that tells you that we are closing, that is fake news. The real news is we're just moving around the corner. By the way, I've got a real special going on for the weekend. Come out and buy a piece of colored stone jewelry, and it's 50% off, and then you get an additional 10% off. All the jewelry's 50% off, but an additional 10% for colored stone jewelry. So color her world with some of the best around Sharp Facets Gallery right here in Greenwood. I'm out here at the links. I'm going to say bye-bye, everybody, and we'll join Todd Schnitt right there on the radio, WCRS 98.5 and 1450 AM. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the stream at WCRS 1450 AM.net. Bye-bye, everybody.